to walk from here to there. Close my eyes and settle back into my easy chair. And there's a picture on the wall where I can stare like a teddy bear that you wrap your arms around when you say your bedtime prayer. It's so nice just to be someplace. It's so nice just to be one place. It's so nice to stop running this race. All my life I've been running away from home, always alone. All my life I've been running like a soldier trapped in a battle zone. All my life I've been running, running like a river that never runs dry. All my life I've been running, I never know where, I never know why. What I need to do right now is to wake up from this dream. Get my head back on straight, clean my machine. I'll be back on the street before the sun hits the sky. You'll be a memory, but I won't have to watch you die. And when you think about me, when you wonder why I couldn't stick around, such an impatient guy. Take a minute to ask yourself if it might really be the case that you weren't up for the chase. You just couldn't keep pace with the one they call, the one they call, with the one they call Mr. Race. Mr. Race.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh! baby, you and me. I'm gonna say it again and say you and me, we got chemistry. Baby, you and me, could this be that chemistry? Baby, you and me, you and me, we got
fun. when they jumping in a good state of mind. They gonna be a lot of rocking while they're rhythm is a shocking for the people, they might get in the groove. So you rock your body while me dizzy and I hold my love for me, and we do it the infinite. If I do it with my honey, my feet, love and money, I'm a talking till you listen to me. And we be rocking in time and I can't say the same, we'll be jumping in a good state of mind. They gonna be a lot of rocking while they're rhythm is a shocking for the people, they might get in the groove. Rock your body while we live, and I'm all over city, and we're doing the infinite.
Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So mommy's gonna teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
stay in one place. I lose my mind. I'm a pretty impossible lady to be with. Joey never met a bike that he didn't want to ride. And I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended. To deliver a painting for some silly reason. I took a wrong turn and ended up in Michigan. Paul Baraboo took me to the giant tire swing, gave me a push and he started singing. I sang along while I was swinging.
The sound of our voices made us forget everything.
Thank you. good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
They want action, and they want it now. They want to change the direction that we're walking, and the lack of common sense that our laws allow. Some people are saying that the young folks just don't understand. but a raging silent revolution is rising up all across the land, and it's gonna get louder. They're gonna get louder. It's about to get real. Young people are thinking with a mind that's all their own. They are ready, willing, and they are able. Why don't we just let them take control? They're gonna fight the fight till they find the answers. They're gonna do what we have failed to do. They're gonna throw all the cards on the table. It's their life they're giving voices to, and they're gonna get louder. They're gonna get crazy. They're picking up power, picking up steam. We got a new generation, and it's stronger than steel. They're gonna get louder. It's about to get real. And I'm dreaming of a transformation like the world has never seen. Around the world and across every nation, there's a whisper turning to a scream. And it's gonna get louder. It's gonna get crazy. And they're gonna get louder, gonna get crazy. Picking up power, picking up speed. We got a new generation, stronger than steel. They're gonna get louder, it's about to get real. About to get real. It's gonna get louder. It's about to get real.
Dying, I had this friend, and he was dying, he had cancer real bad. He was probably gonna die that year. I had this friend, and he was dying, I had this friend, and he was dying, he had cancer real bad. And he was probably gonna die that year. And all that year, when he looked at you, he really looked at you, when he said, "It's good to see you," he really meant it. He meant it was good for him to see you. And all that year, when he talked to you, he really talked to you, when he asked you, "How you doing?" He really meant it. He really meant, "How are you doing?" It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was kind of beautiful. So beautiful. Of course he wasn't like that all the time. He was tired. He was sick. He was scared of dying. Sometimes he got so overwhelmed. He didn't want to talk to anyone. But most of the time there was this thing with him. He was all dialed in. And when you were with him, the light of who he was, it shined out of his eyes. He was beautiful. My friend was beautiful. He was beautiful. So beautiful. Oh, 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 oh,
Well, wouldn't you know it, he got better. They gave him surgery, they gave him chemo, and somehow he got through all that and he crawled back into his lab. A couple of years later, we were having coffee, talking about how he was that year, and I wanted to ask, but I didn't know how. So I said, can I ask you? And he said, do I miss it? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess I miss it. I mean, I don't want to be dying again or nothing, but yeah, I mean, all that year, I lived the way that we say we always want to live. None of the little stuff mattered, and the love that only comes in flashes, to me, that love was real all the time. And now that I'm not dying, the little stuff matters again. The love only comes in flashes. I mean, I know, technically I am still dying. Technically you are dying too, but that's not the same thing now, is it? I mean, I guess that maybe the thing here is that unless you're really dying, love only comes in flashes. Wasn't a lot to say after that. We finished our coffee. I got into my car. He got into his car. We drove back into our lives. This was a couple of years ago now. He's still doing pretty good. There is no point to this story, except you are beautiful, and I am beautiful, and we are beautiful. We are so beautiful. We are beautiful. We don't know it, but we're beautiful. We can't know it, but we are beautiful. And it's true, and it's true, and it feels like, oh.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Woohoo!